Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Craig Wilson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Sirotka. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe McEwing. Batting second. The center fielder, J.D. Drew. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alberto Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Placido Polanco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Jimenez. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jose Jimenez. And now, play ball. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Singleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lee hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McEwing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Drew hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. McEwing moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McGuire hits a line drive towards short. Wilson catches it and throws to second to double up McEwing. Two outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tatis hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson strikes out. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. McEwing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sirotka is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sirotka hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sirotka for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lankford strikes out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Renteria hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sirotka fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Castillo and he is out, Polanco applying the tag. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Jimenez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. Two outs. Joe McEwing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McEwing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McEwing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Castillo and he is out, Polanco applying the tag. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drew hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tatis is 0-for-1 in the game. Tatis hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 0 for 1 in the game. Renteria strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Mike Sirotka is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sirotka is 0 for 1 in the game. Sirotka strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Jimenez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McEwing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McEwing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a line drive towards short. Renteria reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Drew strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tatis is 0 for 2 in the game. Tatis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 2 in the game. Norton hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lankford strikes out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 0 for 2 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Renteria. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Renteria steals second. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Polanco is 0 for 2 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton juggles the ball. That's an error on Norton. Renteria moves to third. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Jose Jimenez. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Ibar now pitching. Mike Caruso pinch hits for Mike Sirotka. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Caruso moves to second. Lance Painter now pitching. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Botolico now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Foulke now pitching. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McEwing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McEwing hits a line drive into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Drew strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire is walked intentionally. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0 for 3 in the game. Tatis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Norton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0-for-3 in the game. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. McGuire catches it and steps on first to double up Norton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renteria hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lankford moves to second. Darren Bragg pinch hits for Alberto Castillo. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg bunts towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee pinch hits for Placido Polanco. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wilson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Lankford scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 2, Cardinals, 2. Paul Konerko now playing first base. Shawn Dunston pinch hits for Ricky Botolico. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dunston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe McEwing now playing second base. Darren Bragg now playing right field. Eli Marrero now catching. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Brooke Fordyce, P. Brooke Fordyce batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fordyce takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Radinsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Fordyce moves to second. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McEwing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Singleton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Brian Simmons now playing center field. Brooke Fordyce now catching. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McEwing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Drew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Drew reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire is walked intentionally. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0 for 4 in the game. Tatis hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Drew moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Brian Ward now pitching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lankford strikes out. 2 outs. Sean Lowe now pitching. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Renteria is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Kruchor now pitching. David Howard now playing shortstop. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Marrero bunts towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Durham covering, for the out. Bragg moves to second. 1 out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Bragg moves to third. 2 outs. Joe McEwing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McEwing is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. McEwing hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson bunts towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with McEwing covering, for the out. Norton moves to second. 1 out. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fordyce is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fordyce hits a fly ball into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norton moves to third. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Drew strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tatis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tatis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Durham hits a pop-up towards third. Tatis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Rodriguez pinch hits for Sean Lowe. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Marrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Rodriguez now playing shortstop. Todd Rizzo now pitching. Greg Norton now playing first base. Craig Wilson now playing third base. Rich Kruchor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kruchor takes first base on ball four. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bragg bunts towards first. Norton juggles the ball. That's an error on Norton. Kruchor goes all the way around to score. Bragg moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.